Hi, I'm Dave Darlington, an engineer in New York City, and welcome to my studio, Basehit Recording. We're here today to talk about the new H bundle, the hybrid bundle from Waves. Hybrid, of course, meaning a combination of analog and digital, but also a vast modeling resource of many different types of old analog gear incorporated into single plugins. There's two qualities that really make them popular. One is the sound, first and foremost. Any real engineer is going to be listening to the plugin and deciding whether he likes it or not based on the way it sounds. And trust me, when you pop one of these into your audio chain, you're going to notice immediately the quality of the sound. The other element that's so great about them is their elegance and ease of use. They have a lot of stuff going on underneath that you can get into and tweak if you want to. But on the surface, if you just want to dial it up and have a quick workflow with a very elegant graphic interface, these are really great for that. My favorite thing on H-Delay is the filter, where you can roll off the highs and roll off the lows to make it sound more analog-y and more tape-based. And also the speed up and slow down element that when you change the delay time, you actually hear the tape speeding up and slowing down. They really modeled it after the tape-based delay units of the past. There's a couple of great things about the H-EQ. One of my most favorite is the 7 different types of filter. We have 5 analog models and 2 digital models. And the digital one is called an asymmetric bell filter, where if you rotate it, the Q one way, it accents the highs and quickly rolls off towards the upper mids. And if you roll it the other way, it accents the lows and quickly rolls off towards the low mids, which is great for scooping out boominess in a bass drum at the same time accenting the fundamental, or brightening up your vocals and making them more legible about at the same time scooping out some harshness. So those are really great. And you can just scroll through them really quick and watch the curve change as it models the 5 different analog models and the 2 digital models. The second thing I really love about it is the spectrum analyzer, which has an input side and an output side. So you can see the curve before you've done anything to it, the frequency response, and you can see the frequency response post your EQ curve. So you can really see what you're actually doing to the wave and how much you're affecting it. And you can also see the points that might be problematic. Too much energy in this area, let's bring it down. Not enough energy in this area, let's bring it up. It's really, really helpful to visualize what you're actually doing to the sound. My favorite thing about the H compressor is just its simplicity. You dial up the threshold, you see the gain reduction meter, you do a little bit of your attack and release to sculpt your transients to the way you want it, and you're ready to go. And they also have 4 different analog models, which I think of in terms of a tone color or palette. They're modeling various hardware compressors, and they all have their own signature tone. So once I get the compression doing the right thing to the gain structure, then I scroll through the different analog modes to see which color might be the most workable on the particular sound that I'm using. Another great thing about the H-Comp is it's got a built-in parallel function. It's got a wet and dry mix. So instead of bringing up a separate fader with a compressed sound and blending that in with your non-compressed sound, you actually have a mix control. So you can really squash something hard and then dial that into the uncompressed mix. So you get the full bodiedness of a non-compressed sound mixed with a tight cut-through version of the sound, and then just dial it into taste, instant parallel compression. H Reverb for me is really, there's 2 qualities about it that are fantastic. The first one is it can be very simple and elegant. When you first call it up, you see a graphic representation of the decay. You dial in your decay time and your pre-delay and, you know, the standard reverb presets, and it sounds wonderful. It comes included with a whole bunch of presets made by many, many different famous qualified engineers who've really put their heart and soul into building these presets. So you have a great place to start. You throw on a preset that sounds like it might work and dial it in a little bit to your taste, and it's awesome. On the flip side of that, if you really want to get under the hood and go crazy, you have early reflection control, you have input delays, you have output delays, you have output modulation, you have output dynamics control like ducking and compression and de-essing, and you have analog modeling at the very last gain stage. You can actually overdrive the unit a little bit to create some harmonic distortion, and you have a different analog and digital modeling to color it. So it can be as deep as you want it to be. You can create some wild sci-fi effects, Or it can be a simple, elegant reverb, a go-to reverb that you throw up and it's right there, ready to go. Certain aspects of the hybrid bundle I apply anywhere, you know, for scooping out nodes and frequencies like in a tom-tom or a kick drum, and for shining up that vocal and getting out a little bit of harshness. You can't beat the EQ. My go-to delay would be the H delay, simply because it sounds warm and analog-y the way you want a delay to sound, like a tape recorder. But you can also, especially the reverb, can be used in more dramatic instances like EDM, where if you want some kind of wild dramatic effect that nobody else has, you can create it pretty fast. So I would say that there's two answers to that question. Yes, they're universal. They work on everything, particularly the EQ and compression. That's just general audio usage like any engineer would use. Those would be my go-to EQ and my go-to compressor. But the delay and reverb have a lot of possibilities of wildness, including a reverse mode where the reverb starts from silence and builds up. So that's great for EDM drops and stuff. You can create some amazing stuff. All of these plugins have some tempo modes, including the compressor, which has a release portion that can be activated by tempo. So you can actually make them do what they do in tempo to your music, which of course in rhythmic-based music like hip hop and EDM, is super helpful, super important, keeps everything locked. In something more like singer-songwriter or pop ballads or something where you may want it to be a little bit more human and loose, you can switch over to the BPM mode on all of these programs, so the reverb and the delay, and then have it a little bit more randomy. You can even have a little bit of modulation on both the delays and the reverb where the time changes slightly over time, like the way a tape recorder might have wow and flutter. So in the terms of the more human aspects of music, like ballads, pop ballads, and heartfelt vocals and stuff, it's really great to actually not be in tempo in those cases.